This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan.
Well, exciting times for two Brisbane schools. They've been chosen to represent Australia in an international rugby union tournament in France. Iona College and Stewart Home will send teams to the Rugby Heritage Cup in September. Now, the competition is to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of rugby union in the lead-up to the World Cup. We have two very excited students from Stewart Home here, Neva Thorne and Emma Lister, and I think they're equally as excited principal, Daniel Crump. Hello.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Girls, are you singers as well as rugby players? You can't sing opera for us. Daniel, what did you find, or when did you find out that the school was going to send a team?
Oh, actually, we did a little bit of background work over the Christmas period, and it finally came through to us that we were accepted to be part of a team to head over to France, the only girls' team from Australia. And we got to share that wonderful news last week with all the students, and there certainly was an excited sentiment through all of them.
Well, there's smiles from ear to ear. Emma, how do you describe how excited you are about this trip to France?
It was crazy, just like hearing about it. It's just like such an extreme opportunity. I'm really excited.
And what do you love about the game of rugby?
It's just really fun, and like getting in on the action and everything. It's great. It's a good sport.
And for Neva, you have a bit of rugby royalty in the family.
With the name of Thorne, surname Thorne.
So does that mean your dad, Brad, that's the Brad Thorne, the coach of the Reds?
Yeah.
Has he given you many tips along the way here?
I mean, yeah, my whole life, I guess, I've been surrounded by it. So, like, I've been passing the footy with him from a really young age, and he was showing me tackling technique and everything, so yeah.
And for you, what do you love about the sport? Same question I posed to Emma before.
Well, I love tackling and just the thrill and like running and everyone's chasing you, and it's just, I don't know, the thrill and excitement is really good.
And Daniel, how long has Stewart Home had the rugby program?
Well, actually, it's only really in its infancy. So third year that we've had our rugby program, and really important for us to provide this opportunity for young women in sport and to see this game grow over a period of time. And last year, we actually came away with the championships with the under 13 players in the Catholic schoolgirls competition. So we were pretty stoked by that.
Yeah. So are you seeing more of an interest then with girls at school in rugby?
Absolutely. And we had this wonderful opportunity, and I believe some of you also got that chance where we had Shannon Parry from the Olympic team, gold medalist, come and work with the girls, and certainly finding that opportunity to be inspired by those that are in the profession. And this opportunity hopefully will be a kickstart for more inspiration of young women in sport.
Yeah. Now, girls, when do you find out if you're actually in the team going over to France?
Well, we haven't, like, had the trials or anything yet, but...
Coming up.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty soon. After that.
After that. All right. Well, how are you feeling? How confident?
I mean, hoping we get in, obviously. It'd be a really good opportunity and stuff, but, I mean...
You're looking at Daniel there.
I don't have any say in this.
Principal's out of that conversation. Look, you're here talking with us this morning, so maybe that's a nice sign that you might end up on this trip to France. Neva, what position do you play?
I'm more in the middle, like centre.
Okay, and what about for you, Emma?
Yeah, same centre.
Okay, and that's it. So from here, is it something you want to continue once you leave school? We've certainly seen a growth in women's rugby and also women's rugby league, along with women's AFL more recently. Is that what the future holds for you, Neva?
I mean, yeah, I only started last year, but I've really been enjoying it, and hopefully I can keep playing it throughout the years.
And what does Dad say to you then? Does he want you to keep playing? Does he say, you're going the right way?
Well, yeah, he's pretty excited. He's hoping so.
Yeah. And what about you, Emma?
Yeah, I mean, I want to. It'd be great to keep playing, like, after school and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of interest in rugby union and there at Stewart Home as well. And Daniel, the fact that this trip is to France, that's a special meaning for the school too, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that goes back to our rich heritage connection connection to St. Madeleine Sophie Barat in Jouarny in France. So an opportunity for our students to go back to our birthplace as well is a pretty awesome opportunity.
Yeah. So wow. when are the trials?
The trials will be happening towards the end of this term. Then the students will know where they sit, and then it's full steam ahead, getting to go through your paces as France beckons.
And how many will go, and will you be there with them?
Oh, I wish I was there with them, but no.
Oh, the principal doesn't even get to go.
No gig on this one. I'll be barracking from home. But 12 girls will be heading over with three team officials in September.
And when you think about it, Daniel, just the opportunities that are offered now in 2023 to when you might have been going through school yourself, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it,
it's
that change?
It's a huge shift. And in particular, for girls' sport, we've got rugby, you know, you've got AFL, you've got cricket. They're playing the same sports that should be there for them, and having a wide, diverse range of opportunities that they can be inspired and find a spark in something that may continue post-school, but also just the benefits that you get from sport in general as well is an important part of what we believe is a good education.
Yeah, well, it could be a big trip to France for Neva, Emma and the rest of the team. Let's stay in touch and see how it progresses from here. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it and good luck.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
You're with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio Brisbane.